Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, sagt das Peya, Perik Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Here's an interesting Mishnah because we have two different pshatim in the Batanura, completely different pshatim as to what pshat in the Mishnah is. Here's the first pshat. Ein legalgalim bitafeach. We already explained when you cut tfuah, so you mix some of them together and you cut it. So gilgal, according to this pshat, means to mix it. Tefeach is a type of kitnius, a thin bean-like thing, and it's very cheap. It's similar to barley, the Rambam says, but it's a very cheap, particular kind of plant. Reb Meir holds, I don't want you to grab this together with the other ones and cut it. Ein megalgalin b'tefeach divi Reb Meir zehalt Reb Meir. Why not? Why can't I mix other zroim with the tefeach as I cut it? Because the leket is going to fall. It may all fall from the tefeach. If you were only cutting the good tefuah, the more expensive tefuah, the leket will fall from the expensive one. When you cut the tefeach, it will fall from the tefeach. But if you mix it together, what if it only falls on the tefeach? So the aniyim are going to lose out. They'll only have tefeach. They won't have anything from the more expensive one. Whereas with chachamim matirin, the chachamim say, no, you can mix it together and cut it. And they say, sure, look, it's possible that only the good one is going to fall and not the tefeach. Or it'll fall from both. Whatever happens, happens. But as long as it's possible that the aniyim won't lose out, you can just do it the normal way. You can mix it together. Then there's a totally different pshat. That this megalgalin refers to a wheel. A wheel is a galgal. After they finished cutting the fields, the farmer had this water wheel, and they would use it to flood the fields. The water would come through this wheel from the well and flood the field. Why would a farmer want to flood his field? Well, when the tefuah is there, he won't. But after he cuts it, he wants to right away flood it so that the earth gets soft. And that's how he's starting to prepare the field already for the next planting. Problem is, what if there's leket there? So, ein megalgalin b'tefeach, divi Rav Meir, says Rav Meir, don't use this water wheel, don't flood the field. With leket there, the aniyim are going to lose out. Now, the farmer really needs to do this right away. The longer he waits, the harder the earth becomes. So he's in a shtickle rush. But Rameir says, we can't help you. As long as the leket has not been collected, you can't do it. Whereas v'chacham matir, and the chachamim do permit it, they are matir, the farmer, to flood the field. And they say, look, if there's leket there, you can pay them back for it.